Meanwhile, after years of delays, building is beginning on the site of the old St. Teresa's Gardens in Dublin's south inner city. What's officially known as the Donore project will include 540 social and cost rental homes. The first of those homes are due to be completed by early 2027. St. Teresa's Gardens was one of the largest public housing complexes in the country, but it was demolished a decade ago. Fergal Connolly, who's the manager of the Donore Drug and Alcohol Community Team, has been telling me about his hopes for the new development.
Well, it's a continuation of a process, Rachel, that started back in the early noughties when the first plans were for the St. Teresa's Gardens complex for it to be regenerated. But it had a number of setbacks, including during the austerity years when the private-public partnership pulled out. But look, we managed to get the old flat complex demolished, and we managed to get 55 houses in Margaret Kennedy Road. But unfortunately, the rest of the site lay derelict for a number of years, a number of setbacks. But today is a great day in the sense that we have now affordable houses for people who can't afford to buy in the property market, and we have the opportunity now to build as a new and stronger community. But while the physical element of this is that sod is being torn today, and we welcome it, we need to put in, we can't make the mistakes of the past. We need to learn from what happened in the past in terms of when we build good social housing, that we put in the social infrastructure that's required to go with it. So there's a pitch plan, there's a multi-sports pitch in the plans. It's in the later stage of development. We must make sure that happens. We've no green playing areas in the south inner city, and we've been campaigning for this with Sporting Liberties for years to get this in place, so we have to ensure that. There's a number of creches and play schools that need to go along with the physical development. We're going to have 5,000 new units, 5,000 people, roughly, in addition to the community in the next 2 or 3 years. So we must make sure that, and the government must stand up, whatever parties that we empower, but for now, they must be committing to put in the social infrastructure. I work in the community drug and alcohol team here. This area, Donore Avenues, has a legacy issue with heroin problem. Today, it's a crack cocaine problem. We have a number of young women who are on crack cocaine, and we cannot get the resources to continue to work with them. So unless we put in the social capital to go along with this exciting development, we're doomed to make the failures of the past, and we'll have ghettos again, like what Teresa's Gardens ended up turning into because of the willful neglect, I would say, of authorities to keep the standards of public housing and the social infrastructure that goes with it.
Is it fair to say that Teresa's Gardens has a mixed legacy? On the one hand, there were the problems that you mention, and in particular, the plague of heroin. On the other hand, just looking at some of people's memories online this morning, a lot of people have happy memories of their time living there.
Yes, most people have great times. Some of the best people, great families, welcoming community have come from Teresa's Gardens. Unfortunately, with the redevelopment, many of those people were reallocated out of the area into Dublin 12 and wider Dublin 8 area. Some of them people want to come back now, and there's an opportunity for them to come back. But yeah, most people's experience of a welcoming, happy community that unfortunately was plagued by heroin in the 80s, but they did manage to fight back. But I suppose we lost that fight a bit in the noughties when, you know, the area turned into, was just from neglect, it ended up being a bit of a ghetto. So people did want to change. But look, we're focusing on the future now.
And that was Fergal Connolly, who's the manager of Donore Community Drug and Alcohol Team.